3 degrees and cloudy in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:04. For the fourth time in his tenure, Governor Bill Lee swore in a Tennessee Supreme Court justice today. The investiture ceremony for Kyle Hixon was in Knoxville. That's where he's been serving as a judge on the Court of Criminal Appeals. Hixon is a member of the Federalist Society. Membership is often a prerequisite for appointments by Republican governors and presidents. He is 42 years old and will be the youngest of the court's five justices. The Nissan plant in Smyrna has a big economic footprint in Tennessee, and one of its earliest products has hit a milestone and is more popular than ever, the Frontier truck. WPLN's Seth Thorpe tells us how demand for Nissan's Frontier reflects consumer popularity for certain types of vehicles.
The first Nissan Frontier rolled off the Smyrna assembly line in 1998. Today, the light-duty truck is still popular, with Nissan touting production of the 1 million Frontier truck at its Canton, Mississippi plant. Sales increased 24% since last year, according to Victor Taylor, head of supply chain for Nissan North America.
Last year, for Frontier alone, we probably made about 64,000 to about 70,000 vehicles. This year, we plan on making 100,000. And the 100,000 is driven because the sales that are being produced and being sold everyone, so the demand is much higher.
This comes as sales of light trucks, like the Frontier, account for 84% of all U.S. passenger vehicle sales, according to TD Economics. It's why Nissan planned to increase production of the Frontier.
I think the growth is unlimited because we've seen the power in localizations and build where you sell. So we're selling in the U.S., we should actually manufacture the product in the U.S.
And for Tennessee, that power contributes to 15% of the economy, according to federal data. It also ranks the state third in the nation for auto manufacturing jobs. Seth Thorpe, WPLN News.
As always, you'll find more news at WPLN.org. You can also find it on the NPR app under local headlines.